Welcome to International News. I'm your host, Billy Bob, and today our main focus is on Normandy, France, and the Mexican-Americans' involvement in the war. Now, our French news anchor, Alphonse Simmons, live in Normandy, France, with the story of... D-Day.
Merci, Billy Bob.
Thank you, Billy Bob. I am here in Normandy, France, where you can hear our strong and patriotic Allied troops marching into the beaches. They are here to get what is rightfully theirs, France. This all happened when the dreadfully ungrateful Germans marched into France to conquer the beautiful city of Paris. Right now, American and British soldiers are flying overhead the German forts and destroying them with bombs. German troops seem to be a little discarded at the moment, but knowing these ignorant fools, they will get back on track. The Allied Navy is now approaching the French shoreline, getting ready to start their sea assault, with troops are marching off, shooting their guns at those discarding German creeps. At this moment, it seems to me that the fight between the Allied and the Axis powers seem to be the same. No one knows what the possible outcome might be. Now, back to you, Billy Bob.
Que tarde la resulta posible por ahí. Intent de nuevo a su peligro.
Now, our special segment on Mexican Americans' involvement in the war with our reporter, John Curtin.
Hello, Bob. What information can you fill us on? Hello, Billy Bob. I am here with Antonio Soto, where the American involvement in the war.
Hola, siente grande representar a mis mexicanos americano compañeros.
Hello, it feels great to represent my fellow Mexican American servicemen.
So, what are your thoughts about the World War II and how Mexicans are treated in the war?
Debería bien que estar buenos de razones para luchar debido al bombardeo del puerto de la Puntilla del Japones. También quisiera decir que tenga gusto que los mexicanos no están en ningún grupo segregado y están luchando a lo largo de la edad a nuestras tropas americanas valientes.
Well, I would say that this war gives us some reason to fight because of the bombing of Pearl Harbor by the Japanese. Also, I would like to say that I like that Mexicans aren't in any segregated groups and are fighting alongside our brave American troops.
What have you done
to support Allied powers in the war?
Yo y mi familia dieron enviada nuestras sobras que teníamos al final del mes a las tropas y he comprado algunos enlaces a precio bajo de la libertad no hace mucho tiempo.
Me and my family sent over leftovers that we had at the end of the month to troops, and I have bought some low-priced Liberty bonds not so long ago.
That sounds great. America, thank you so much for helping us in these times where it takes hard work to survive. There you have a real patriot who's willing to give.
That marks the end of our show. Radio broadcast and time in next week for the international news.
Hey, all you ladies. You're all thinking about the brave men who had to leave you behind to save our world? Now it's your turn to help. Come down to the U.S. Army/Weaponry Factory, and we will hire you immediately. You can make some extra pay to support your family while your man is gone. Remember, you could be the ones to help us win this war. If you are lonely, have nothing to do, come on down and help us win the war.